Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I just bring you greetings in the powerful and awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ once tonight. I give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Beans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God tonight for being here. I thank God for another opportunity to praise, prayer, and to our prophecy hour one tonight. We're going to get ready to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight to get our our prayer meeting started. Turn around, y'all. Come on, we're gonna have our song first.
Save you, God. Make me more like you. Watch me through to create a clean heart so that I may worship you. I need to change me.
What'd you say? Okay, I'm on the prayer meeting line. On prayer meeting now.
Okay,
all right. God, that's me calling me. I can't believe it. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dream. Let them sing praises unto him with the tremble and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathens and punishment upon the people, to bind their king with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. I have just read you from Psalms 149 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers and hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Father, just praising and giving you glory and honor, God. We just come blessing your name on tonight. We come giving you honor tonight. We come giving you glory tonight. We reverence you, oh God. We just come thanking you, God, for just waking us up this morning. We so grateful, Lord.
Yes.
We give you praise,
yes,
and we give you glory. We magnify your name, God. We just thank you today, Lord. We thank you for right now, God. We give you glory. And we give you praise on tonight. Father, we come asking you to bless our prayer meeting on tonight, God. Bless our prayer meeting tonight, God. We just thank you right now, God. We ask you right now to just open up our hearts tonight, Lord, and let us sing praises unto you. Let us give reference unto you. Let us testify unto you, God. Let us just pray unto thy name, God, and We give you glory tonight. I'm asking you now to bind every strong man. Bind up the strong man from our lives tonight. Bind the strong man tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind every demonic force tonight, God. Bind it up, God. Cast it out and command it to go. I bind it right now. I cast it out right now. I command it to go. In the name of Jesus, every demon, every demon, every demon that's got a part in this, every evil spirit, we bind right now. We cast you away from us in this radio broadcast. We cast you now. We command you to go and stay away in Jesus' name. We ask it all and we pray. Amen. We just thank and praise God on tonight. We give God glory on tonight. We magnify his name on tonight. I just thank God for another opportunity to be back on our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour on tonight. You know, I just give God praise tonight. I don't know about nobody else, but I just give God praise on tonight. And, you know, he is my all in all. God is everything to me. And, you know, I repent for not doing as much as I think I should be doing for the Lord. I repent right now. Sometimes he'll let me sleep and rest. And I jump up, Lord, why you didn't wake me up so I could pray like you? But God say rest. But, you know, I still don't feel like I'm doing as much as I should be doing. So I repent for that. I repent. And I ask God to forgive me. Because I don't know how much I'm supposed to pray. All I know is that I'm supposed to seek his face while he may be found. Call upon his name while he's near. And all I want to do is please God. My desire is to please him in everything I do and say. I don't care about nothing else matters. You know, I care about other things, but nothing else matters to me like this does. I want to please God. I want to live holy before the Lord. I want to be Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. That's what I want to be. I want to please him. I want him to say a good and faithful servant. Well done. I want God to have my rewards. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I want my rewards from heaven. Yes, God. I thank God tonight. He is a good and great God. I could testify all night. All night, because God is just awesome. I just keep seeing miracle after miracle after miracle, and I thank God for it. I thank God for it. I trust him in everything he do and say. I trust God. I trust God. Everything in this word, I trust. I know God said it. I know he'll do it. I believe it, and I thank God today that I'm at that point. I don't doubt God. Whatever he say, I believe it. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. I thank God on today. So I just, you know, I need you all to just hold on. Keep your hope in the Lord and see what happens. Just keep your hope in the Lord and see what happens. You know, it's so many things going on out here. It's so many things. It's so much going on. But we got to stay our mind, our heart in the Lord. We can't let this thing mess us up, knock us off of focus. It's so many things going on. But know that God is in control. Know that he know what's going on. He's still in control. And the ones of us that's trying to stay focused in his word, trying to pray, be down, bow down before him, trying to stay connected to him, he's going to cover us. I don't care who doing what. God is going to keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. He's going to keep us covered. And I thank him so much. I just know all the promises that he promised us he's going to keep. I know the covenants he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know what he said. I know what Jesus said. I know what they said.
So I trust in them. I put all my confidence and trust in them and not in no man, because man can't help me. But I thank God on today. I thank God that he give me a mind to pray. I thank God that he give me a mind to seek him. I thank God that he give me a mind to call on his name. When I tell you I called his name for 2 hours the other day, just Jesus. That's all I could do. That's all I could do. And when I tell you he came, after the first hour he came, Jesus, can't tell me, call his name and try. Just try. I didn't have to say do this, do that. I say Jesus. Every time I said it, I could feel the anointing all over. The fire of God was burning me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Jesus. He say, when you say was at the name of Jesus, the enemy, demons will flee. All I have to do is call on Jesus. That's all. He'll make the east wind go west and the west wind go east. When you say Jesus, I know I've done it. I know who God is. I know that Jesus will do it. Ain't nothing too hard for him. Nothing. And I believe it. I believe it. I've been there. I've done that. So I just thank God on tonight that I can trust in him. I can put all my confidence in him. I thank him tonight. I'm just going to open up if anybody have a testimony. Now give God praise on tonight.
Good evening.
Amen.
Dr. Deborah. Dane. Yes. Oh, somebody else?
Uh-huh.
I didn't, oh, okay. This is Minister Lisa in St. Louis. I just wanted to just thank God, you know, for things being as well as they are. And I just want to, you know, just give him glory, praise, and honor for all the good things that has happened in my life. This has been a very tumultuous, perplexing, and it's been very difficult for me in this season of my life. The last several years have been very, 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 very difficult. But I just thank God that I'm still connected with the saints of God, amen, and that he hasn't tossed me. I've been tossed to and fro, but I haven't been driven from my faith. And I've learned about what it is to be on this earth, to be found in human flesh. I don't care how much I call and love the Lord. I mean, we still got to take these steps on this journey, and it ain't no joke, you know. I just want to thank God for his loving kindness. Amen. And I just thank God that no matter what I've been through, no matter what the things I understand, whatever my limitations have been, that I still have a strong witness that God is and his love is everlasting. And I just want to encourage anyone else who can receive from what I'm saying to keep your hands in the master's hands, and we just gonna keep praising. I'm just thankful for the glory of God to be on my life, even in this season, you know. And I just thank God. Yeah. I thank God for you and for the end-time men and women of war, global ministry and for life support, and all of us that are connected in our various ministries. Thank God for you. And I just thank God. Psalm 67:1, as my pastor, Reverend Richard Edwards would say, Psalm 67:1, Lord God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Times 3, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. I understand. I definitely understand. Because it's so, and this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. We got to go through what we got to go through, but we ought to learn something from going through. We ought to have a testimony for the deliverance from going through. I just thank God on today. Do anyone else have a testimony on today?
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to just speak a little bit on how good God is. And just to, you know, reverence his name, because, like, just thinking about today, you know, God has delivered me, and I'm just 32. God has delivered me from so much stuff, like, and been in an abusive relationship, and I still trust God. Not having nowhere to stay, and I still trust God. Sometimes not having no food, but I still trust God. It's just, it's the outcome that's going to outweigh the income. You know, I look forward to what's going to come to me when God bring me through whatever it is he's going to bring me through. And I appreciate everything that he has done for me. God has blessed me tremendously. I might not have no money. I might not have the finer things in life that a lot of people might have. But I can say this, I'm rich in Jesus. God has kept me.
Hallelujah.
He blessed us with this wonderful man in our life, that somebody that loves us unconditionally. And I know he only came from God, and I thank God for that. I thank God for keeping me, keeping my family at night. Everybody's been worried about what's been going on, but God has kept us. I cannot say that I be thinking about the racism or you know, thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. They say, wait on this day, something going to happen. I've been a thought about the day after the day passed, because God don't let me dwell on this stuff. It's bigger things. I trust what God tell me and what God show me, and I just thank God for using me. Little old me, the little girl that was around here smoking weed every day, God is using me.
Come on
and
now.
I thank God me that was sleeping in shelters and in hotel rooms, not knowing how I'm going to pay the next day. God is using me, and I just thank God for seeing beyond all of that.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to use you in the midst of all of this. I'm going to use you. And I just thank God that I love God. I thank you, Jesus, for keeping me and my family. I thank you, Jesus, for going up there and talking to God for me, interceding for me. I thank you. I'm just so happy. You know, I'm just so grateful. That's why I can't take nothing for granted, not even the small things, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when I couldn't my way out, if it had not been for God, if it had not been for Jesus, I wouldn't be where
thank
I am
you,
today. And I just
thank
give reverence to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just, you know, see, I know where you've been. I know where you've been. I know where you've been. I know where Minister Lisa been. I know where you've been. I see what God has done for you, both of y'all. I know where you've been. That's why you be on this prayer when you can. See, because prayer is important. See, prayer changes things and circumstances. I know it ain't all hyped up and all, you know, all the best prayer meeting. And I know every Friday night, you know, you can't always be on here. But I'm committed. And if ain't nobody on here but me and God, I'm going to be on here. And I just thank God for both of you all. I thank God that you testified. I know where God brought you from. I know where you've been. Yeah, I know where you've been. And we all got the same story. We all got, not exactly, but we got the same. It's so close. It's so close. I know where you've been because I was home. I didn't know where I was going to eat or sleep. I was sleeping in a car. You know, I didn't know where I was going to take a shower in Casino Queen bathroom, washing up. I didn't know what I was going to do. But God,
I didn't know when, and then I wasn't even in St. Louis in Illinois. I was way in Florida, way in Kentucky, way in Nashville, where I didn't know nobody but God. He said, you're going to depend on me and on me only. If you want to eat, live, and have your being, you're going to have to depend on me. I got you. So when I put my whole confidence in the Lord, he would send people to give me food and send people to give me money that I did not know, never seen in my life. White people, black people, Chinese people, Indian people, just people. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't call home and tell my family. I depend on God. And then he started using me just like she's talking about. He started using me to heal people, to lay my hands on them from all different walks of life. He did that. And can't tell me what, I ain't never said now time, heal me, Lord. I can go and get healing scriptures and quote them. I don't have to say, heal me, Lord, because he already knows. So I know I want to depend on him to do whatever it is. Because he's God and God all by himself. And I thank God on today for all that he do for me and my family and all of y'all. I thank God. I'm one of them ones that be happy with you when you, God bless you. I'm happy for you. That's how we have to be. We have to have each other's back. Oh, we ain't got a whole lot of monetary money, but like you say, I'm rich in God. I'm rich in God. And when he want to throw some ducats my way, I don't care how they come. Long as I know God sent them, I'm taking them. Yes, I am. And I thank God today. I thank God today. A whole lot of times, I don't feel like getting on here saying nothing. Do you hear me? But I tell you, I owe it all to God. Every time I breathe, draw one breath in and take one out, let one out, it all, but I owe it to God. Everything that I have, I owe to God. My eyes that I can see with, I owe to God. That I can hear with my ears, I owe to God. That I got a mouth and a tongue and a voice to praise God with, I owe it to him. Everything, everything that have breath should be praising God for his goodness. Men should praise him for his goodness. But they don't like they should. It's all right to study. That's good. But I asked him one time. I said, Lord, this was years ago. Why my prayers don't be answered like I want them to be answered? He said, you don't praise me enough. You praise me 10 minutes and quit. You praise me 15 minutes and quit. But God wants his praise. He wants his praise. And so I have to praise him an hour or two. I praise him till I get tired. I don't care how long it is. If I don't pray for nobody, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to give him his praise. And I'll pray for somebody else some other time. Because God knows what's in my heart. He know I want to pray for my family. So if I don't get a chance to pray for him, for them, he already got me because I'm giving him the praise. That's why I can get on and say Jesus, because Jesus already knows. So many things happen in that name, Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Jesus. That's all I know, him crucified. I thank and praise God. I don't try to, you know, ask and try to keep telling people to get on here. Because after a while, they're going to run on here. They're going to try to hurry up. I know I'll be on here Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday for the children, and then Sunday for church. I know I'll be on here. And I appreciate you all coming on here. You don't have to do it, but I do. I do. I got a promise to keep. I got a commitment to God. We got a covenant together. And I thank God on tonight that I can keep mine. I can keep my commitment. I don't care what happens. I'm going to be trying to make it here. And when I'm not on here, something definitely wrong. And when I start on my TV podcast and my broadcast and stuff like that, I'm going to be on there. I got so many things going. When I tell you, I got so many things going. And God know every one of them because he opened the door for them. So I'm just trying to be patient. He said, don't be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known. So I'm trying not to be anxious. He already blessed me with it, but I got to take my time and let him steer me into it like he want me to. I'm going to be ready, too. I'm going to be on fire for God. I don't care if don't nobody listen to me. I don't care if nobody don't listen to me. I'm going to be on there for God. I'm going to be right there for God. So I just thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God. I thank God on tonight. We're going to have another song, and we're going to go into prayer in a few. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
God is able. God is able. And he won't say, God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. Tell me who makes mountains move out of my way. Who makes miracles because of my faith? And with the doctor says, Lord, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me at every step? God is able. God is able. God is able. Oh, and he won't say. Tell me who take a risk out of a little thing. Who help out throw back so that my son can look at me. And who held the wind to whisper through the trees. And when I'm in trouble, who the same God will come down. God is able. God is able. God is able. I believe he won't fail. Lord, he won't fail.
tell you God is able and evil. Never forsake. No, you won't say. He'll be there till the end. God won't say. He won't say.
Do we have any prayer requests tonight?
Yes, Apostle Dr. Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this prophetess is St. Louis. I want to pray for a husband. I'm sorry. I don't know. I know people are kind of religious, but even though I'm answering my call, I do recognize in this season of my life, as much as I try to push it out and act like, but I really need a man, a guy who understands my gift, my calling, and who can receive my love. Because it's not always about them loving me, but when I love, they need to be able to receive and believe God. And it has to be the right person, the right man.
Yeah,
and it's just so difficult because I'm not accustomed to looking for a man. But mm-hmm. I don't want to be out here by myself like this. It's not good for anyone to be alone, and especially me as a female. And I've never thought like that because I've always worked, had my own stuff. But trying to serve God, keep a job, and, you know, I've been just going through a lot in my trying to serve in God's kingdom, specifically as a female, and it's
yes.
not, I don't want to be by myself, not even just because I need a man to protect me, but I want male companionship. I'm one of them women that I love a man, and I'm not a fast woman that like a lot of men being familiar with me. I just want one husband, that we have an honorable marriage and friendship, and that we can trust each other, and we agree on those basic fundamental gospel sound doctrine, tithes and offerings,
right.
Showing up to prayer meeting together, praying together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I just really need, I just, because I, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to trust in the Lord, but I just need prayer and strength to wisdom, knowing how to discern and how to minister being a female, because I didn't pay attention to that. I mean, in my privacy, but when I'm trying to minister, people are very, very focused on race, color, ethnicity, age, and gender.
Mm-hmm.
There are gender wars, and I see that that's one thing I think we as ministers, or our vocation is to be in God's kingdom in the fivefold ministry some kind of way, apostles, prophets,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And
right.
whenever the cultural wars are, they try to do that battle. I can see people try to do that battle in my life, and it's like, no, you can't do that to me personally. I'm here to
right.
be a serve for kingdom, but you can't be all in my personal business. You know, you say they violate my civil rights because they in the war. The men get mad when I minister to the women, and the sisters get mad when I minister to the men. Kids jealous of the parents, the parents jealous of the kids. And it's like I'm always in that tussle. I'm like, Lord, what about me having my own family? Because, I mean, I'm trying to serve, but, you know, if people reject, that's one thing. But I need my own home, my own husband, so I can have some refuge and some peace. Because if they want to reject what God got them or whatever, it'll settle in their life. But I already understand and ready to accept who and what God has for me. And it's
right.
like, You know what I'm trying to say? How do I get there? Yeah, and I'm getting older, you know, and I'm trying to be thinking right. I don't want to hurt nobody, but I don't want to keep getting hurt either. And, you know, they
right.
seem to think it's a joke. It ain't no joke. You know, we pay dearly. Like the young lady was talking about what she's been through and waited all that
yeah.
time. And she's young. Here I am, old, and I'm be looking for a man, you know.
Good.
I just need a
You're
lot of prayer, because so, I'm not going to turn back. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Right.
I'm going
right.
to do what he say.
I know that's right.
But I would like
I
to enjoy my
right.
personal life, you hear. People think that they
right.
think it's
Absolutely.
Cute, like you want to play with their demons. How about y'all let them go and let me get some rest and enjoy my life?
Right.
Because I've been
Absolutely.
Praying all night, praying, fasting, and trying, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yes, Lord.
They need
I
to
do.
Know
I
this
definitely.
Is serious. It ain't nothing cute.
Yes.
Don't nobody think it's cute. You know, you
yes.
serving in your
yes.
private life, and then publicly they all in your business, but they don't want to serve God because what they should be doing is praying too. That's what it is,
right.
you know.
This
ain't the
right.
NFL.
So
I mean, it could be. We on the winning team, but the winning team ain't no spectator. They is doing the doggone thing. They making it happen. And sometimes I think people think that it's a joke to serve God and to be praying. Like, I don't even want to know what's going to happen if I don't pray and show up. If I don't show up, it's because I'm thinking God want me to pull back, but I'm still praying in spirit or whatever.
Right.
So I just
right.
need prayer for that, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a prayer request? Amen. Well, I want to pray. I have a request I want to pray for, and I need you all to pray with me for my husband, Apostle Dean. I want to pray for my daughters and their families. I want to pray for my family. Mm-hmm. I want to pray for Celestine. I want to pray for apostles, prophets, bishops, pastors, teachers, preachers, ministers, evangelists, all over the earth. Mm-hmm. God's people, I want to pray for them. Anyone else? Okay. We're going to get started in. I want you all to be praying as well. Yeah, pray for these people as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, start off with the Lord's Prayer, because this is how you've been leading me every Friday. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Kingdom.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Lord, confessing that we've sinned, and we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we first come giving you the praise tonight. We give you all glory, Lord. We give you
yes.
praise. We give you glory tonight. We magnify you tonight, God. We glorify you. We just lift your name up tonight. And we just give you praise, and we thank you for you. How you watched over us all night last night and all day today and early this morning, Father. You woke us up and gave us a mind to pray and to think about and pray all day long, Lord, and to call on your name, God. We just thank you, Lord. And then you gave us a right mind, God. You gave us a
sound mind when you woke us up and you called us by name, God, and we just give you praise on today, on tonight, and we just thank you right now, God, and we want to give you all the praise and all the worship that you deserve, God. We don't know how much you deserve, but we know if we had a billion tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. It would not be enough, Lord, and I just want to give you glory, and I just want to give you praise for your goodness, Lord, for your glory, for your the things that you do for us, Lord. I just bless your name today. I bless your name, Lord. I give you praise on today. And Father, I trust you, Lord. I just trust you today, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory on today, Lord. We magnify your name today. And we glorify your name today. And we lift your name up today, God. We just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We lift you up, God. We magnify your holy name. We give you worship on today, Lord. We bow down, Lord, and we worship you today, Lord. We give you worship, God. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness, Lord. We give you worship, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. You are perfect, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you today. We thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may have a right to the Lamb's book of life. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, and we give you praise on today. Magnifying your name, God. We glorify your name, God. We thank you on today, Father. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We don't take nothing for granted. I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I'm asking you today to keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels today, Lord, all around about them, Lord, to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, then, Lord, I'm asking you today, in the name of Jesus, to bless prophetess Lisa Harris on today, Lord. You already know her, Lord. I know you know her, God, in the name of Jesus. And you know her desires, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know right now, God, that you have the right person at the right time, the prophetess, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to do what you do best, God, in the name of Jesus. You said your word in me, and I'm in you. I can ask anything of you, and you will do it, Lord. If I'm in your will, God, I'm asking you today, Lord, to send her mate, Lord, send her whoever you have for, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, Lord, to meet every need, Lord, to do what you do, God, open doors, Lord, that no man can close, close doors that should not be opened, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you today. I thank you for a health and strength. I thank you for a family, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you come to now, Lord. I don't care where she is, God. I'm asking you to cover her, Lord. On the corner, walking down the street, driving on the bus. I'm asking you to cover her today, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus, and to keep your angels all around about her, Lord, to protect her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you today to bless Apostle Dean's on today. Thank you today, Lord, for giving him strength, Lord. I thank you for healing his body, Lord. I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now for every word that he comes out of his mouth. Every time you give him a prophecy, every time you give him a vision, every time you give him a prophetic dream, I just thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the man of God. I thank you right now for propping them up on every side, God, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory tonight, in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for every member of the end time men and women of war, the life support outreach church, the prayer room ministry. I pray for every member in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch them right now, God. Touch each one of them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them right now, God. Touch them right now. Cover them in the blood in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cover them right now, God, and cover them right now, God, and cover them right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to cover them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, encamp angels, warring angels, ministering angels, I'm asking you right now, healing angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all around about them, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, protecting angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, do it for them, Lord, whatever they need, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you right now, I thank you right now, I thank you right now, bless my daughters, bless their families, bless their children, bless their grandchildren, bless them now, God, bless them right now, God, bless them right now, God, bless them right now, God, and bless them right now, bless them right now, bless them right now, in the name of Jesus, bless them right now, God, and bless them, Lord, and bless their husbands, bless them, Lord, and bless the man of the house, bless them, Lord, and bless right now, bless right now, bless right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and I'm asking you on tonight, to bless Celestine Johnson. Lord, give her a right mind, God. Give her a right mind, God. I ask you right now, God, to go in there and open doors, Lord. And you know her heartbeat, God. And you know what she needs, God. And you know what she needs, God. And not talking about want, God, but what she needs, God. And I'm asking you to do what's best for her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and bless her family today. In the mighty name of Jesus, then I ask you today, God, to bless Latriviana, bless Q, prophetess, bless minister. Today, God, I ask you to keep them covered right now. Cover their children in the blood. Cover today, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they at, whatever they doing, do it for them, God. I don't want nothing to sneak up on them. Show them everything, God. Let them know everything, God. Give them that discernment, God. Give Prophetess Lisa that discernment. I'm asking you today to do it for them, Lord. Do it right now, God. Do it, Lord, and open doors, Lord, and open the doors, Lord, and open doors, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, and to send finances, oh, Yerabasikinididibahamamosi, and send finances from the north to south, the east and the west, and in the name of Jesus, 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 he said, write it down. Whatever you need, God just said it. He said, write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Oh, yeah, come up. I see it. He said, write it down. Make it plain. Write the vision down and make it plain. Write it down right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it for him, God. Do it, Lord. Do it for him, God. In the name of Jesus. Do it for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God said, don't be concerned about what you're wearing and the clothes that you're wearing. God said, don't be concerned about it. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who this is for. But God said, don't worry about it. The clothes that you're wearing. And he said, I got something for you. I love my son. In the name of Jesus. He said, don't be concerned about the clothes, about things like that. He said, I got you today. In the name name of Jesus. He said, I want you to walk in pure holiness. He said, I want you to walk in holiness. Walk in holiness. In holiness. In holiness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 He said, I'm wasting not one more thought on things that don't that you can't do nothing about. He said, give it over to him, and he'll work it out. Don't waste not one more second, in the name of Jesus, on things that you can't handle. He can handle them. He can fight your battle. In the name of Jesus, he said, leave it, put it at the altar, and leave it. Put it at the altar, and leave it. Put it at the altar and leave it. Hallelujah. And he said, boys, your boys, they are covered up. They are covered up. They are covered up. Even the one in your belly, they are covered up. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, 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 hallelujah, yeah, 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 hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, he said they'll never stray off, they may stray, but they coming right back, oh, yeah, Baba Sian. Oh, yeah, my vocally, I know, see, and in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. I can hear him quoting the scripture saying, bring up a child in the way it should go. Oh, yeah, 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 in the name of Jesus, and they'll always be there. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said the heavens is happy. The heavens are opening up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said the right man coming. The right man coming. The right man coming. Hi, y'all. And the right man is coming. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 It's in his time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He gave Sarah a baby at 90 years old, 91. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He got to get the one that you're looking at right up. I hear him say that, hallelujah. Yeah, it ain't ready, it ain't time for him yet. He got to have some more things done, hallelujah. He got to take some more stuff out and put some more things in, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Trust him, he said. Oh, yeah, basidi andoko babandi. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Q, he says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Ah, Babosi Androsi, he's going to use you so mightily. Halabosi Anda. Oh, yes, God, he's going to mutabos Androsi Bibindi. Hallelujah, Lord, I ask you today to touch his lips. In the name of Jesus, put your word, Lord, in his mouth on today, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, God, put your word in his heart. Yes, God, let us underose, be kandarosa. All the be hidden, the underose, be come among thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, I see you look like you got your sword and your shield. Hallelujah. Yes, God, going to be a dragon slayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord. Standing on his word. Hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you today, God. Thank you today, God. Thank you today, God. I hear God say, rapture ready. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Let the words in his mouth and the meditation of his heart be acceptable in your sight, God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 We bind every demonic force, every attack that try to come against you. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up now. Hallelujah. We bind you now. Hallelujah. We bind you now. We bind the strong man on today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I heard a name of some name that Tina or Trina. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for Trina or Tina, which we call Celestine, God. I ask you today, Lord, to work on her behalf today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, God. Yes, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And whoever business this is, somebody trying to get a business, hallelujah, or some kind of ministry, something other, and God gonna bless that business, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I see it now. I see it now. He gonna bless your haircut and business. He gonna bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to be talking about the Lord. Hallelujah. And he's going to bless your ministry, prophetess. Hallelujah. People don't know, but I know. Thank you, Lord. People don't know what I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They can say everything and anything. Hallelujah. But God is still got you covered. God is still doing what he do. God got his word coming out your mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you today, God. I thank you today, Lord. 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 I give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 And, Lord, I pray for Talia. Lord, I pray for Talia today. Lord, I ask you to touch right now, God, the prophetess. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I thank you today. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for what you've already done. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to take everything away. I'm not going to say that. But, Lord, I ask you to straighten up. Do what you do, God. Yes, God. Every time, Lord, I ask you right now to talk to her. Every time. Let her hear your voice loud and clear, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He said, in the midst of everything, he's going to do it. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He's going to bless her. Hallelujah. I hear him say she's so distracted right now. Thank you, Jesus. He said distraction is what he said. She got a lot of distractions, but he's going to move her distraction. Hallelujah.
He said a rough draft. I don't even know what that means. I kind of know. He said a rough draft. He said she is willing and she is able. She willing to do what he say, and she is able to do it. She just got to do it. She got to move. She want to do it, but she ain't doing it. God wanted to do it. He wanted to do it. But, Father, we pray right now that you keep your hands covered over her, God. Protect her today, God. In the name of protect the children, their family, God. Yes, God. I'm not going to say everything he's saying, but I need to say it to her. I'm going to say it to her. I ain't going to put it out there. But she got healing in her hand. She's real emotional. And he said sometimes she just weeps and cries. Weeps and cries. And she thinks that stuff gonna make it go away. It won't. Only he can do it. Disturbed about some things. But she do love the Lord. And God loves her. God is rich in mercy. Ooh, thank you, Lord. The way in is the way out, and the way out is the way in. Ooh, Jesus. I hear him say it's a revelation. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. So I have to talk to her about some things because he's going to lift some burdens. He's going to lift some burdens. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to lift some burdens. He's going to lift some burdens. But she got to be committed to the Lord. She got to be committed. He's going to do some things for her, but he wants her committed to him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He won't hardly let me go. I just thank and praise God for the word of God. Thank and praise God tonight. I thank and praise him tonight. I know what he's doing. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I heard him say you're moving in the prophetic. I thank God on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I keep hearing them say a rough draft. Hallelujah. I kind of see what that is. I know some of what he's talking about. This is a rough draft. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God's still going to bless. Don't think God ain't going to bless. I hear him saying he's still going to bless. He say something about a truck and a car and a house. it's not going to come the way you think it's going to come. Ah, yorobo sikama. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you get this, you're going to know it's God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet, this morning, you're going to start feeling burning in your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you feel burning in your hands, somebody needs healing around you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, you got to keep running for me. Keep running for me. Keep running for me. Ha, Yoruba, Sandrosi. Ikorada, Liriandrosi, Bibi, Kamabos. Thank you, Jesus. He said, lift me up. Lift me up. Ha, Yoruba, Sidiandrosi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. I'm not going to. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to get ready to just close out. Father, we just thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the prayer meeting. We thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Keep them covered. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm not going to hold you all any longer. God bless you. I got to listen to the Lord for what he's saying. Yes, I got to do that tonight. And I will be on in the morning for the children's church, the children's Bible class. So you all have a good rest of the night. God bless you. I love you. And God love you too. Have a good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.